This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Demonstrators rallied in Kathmandu on Tuesday, demanding the ousting of Nepal's prime minister in protests at his decision to dissolve parliament amid escalating feuds in the governing Nepal Communist Party. They chanted slogans against Prime Minister Khadga Prasad Oli as thousands of riot police stood guard. Participants said they will hold larger protests if parliament isn't reinstated. Iran has begun human trials on a locally developed coronavirus vaccine. State television reported today that the vaccine produced by Shifa Pharmed, part of a state-owned pharmaceutical conglomerate, is the first in the country to reach the stage of human trials. Iran is the worst-hit country in the Middle East for COVID-19, which has over 1.2 million people in Iran infected and nearly 55,000 killed. Iran has sentenced eight of its Baha'i citizens to prison terms and other punishments, according to an informed source. In the latest example of the Islamist ruled nation's longstanding and internationally criticized policy of severely restricting the rights of its Baha'i religious minority. In a December 24th interview with BOA Persian from Iran, the source, who is familiar with the situation of the six men and two women, said their lawyers were informed a day earlier of the sentences handed down by a revolutionary court in the southern port of Bandar Abbas. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he's reinstating a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control the resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant of the virus. Ramaphosa also said anyone caught not wearing a mask in a public place would face a fine and a possible jail sentence. This